From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. The city of Columbia has generated about $14,000 from a new public inconvenience fee that started last December. The fee charges developers for each square foot of sidewalk, parking spot, and traffic lane that they close. The city's building and site development manager, Shane Creech, says the city started the fee to encourage developers to finish their projects more quickly.
The goal wasn't so much to generate money, it was to encourage them to only take up what they absolutely needed and working to get that back open and not, you know, waiting till the very end of the project when maybe you could have opened it up 3 months sooner.
Creech says the fee has helped speed up construction projects and that most projects continue to meet their completion goals. He also says the city is still deciding how they will use the revenue. A Missouri police department has released a smartphone application that residents can use to report local crimes and receive police activity updates. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the Columbia Police Department's free mobile app, Columbia PD, is available on both Android and Apple systems. Department spokeswoman Brianna Larimer says the goal of the app is to present the department's online services in a more user-friendly manner, and the department will use the submissions to identify areas with high criminal activity. A group of lawmakers is using an online survey to figure out the best ways to pay for Missouri's transportation needs, St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
GOP Representative Jeff Messenger of Republic is heading up the transportation funding group. He says an idea that's gotten the most positive feedback so far is raising the cost of license plates, driver's licenses, and other transportation-related user fees.
About 73% of the people feel like that is a good way to generate revenue to pass on through to the Department of Transportation.
About 30% said they'd support raising the state's fuel tax, which at 17 cents a gallon is among the lowest in the nation. A separate transportation task force has been holding public meetings across Missouri asking about making improvements to roads and bridges. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Many Missouri counties won't be reimbursed for state prisoners housed in their jails until 2018. County officials have complained for years about delays, saying they make it difficult to meet financial obligations. $40 million was set aside for the reimbursement program this year, the Joplin Globe reported, but the state ran out of the money, catching up with back payments before the end of the fiscal quarter. Counties already pay a majority of prisoner housing costs, and the state owes Jasper County $224,000, according to state figures released in September. The county Commissioners Association of Missouri says housing an inmate costs about $45 a day. The state paid less than $21 a day last year. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.